She's articulate, she's passionate, and she tells the truth about health. She's Dr. Holly. It's time for the Dr. Holly Lucille Show.
Hey, folks, thanks so much for coming back. So listen, this is kind of one of those universal principles that I want to talk about this segment. When something is up, something must be down. And I am going to talk about the real consequences of high blood sugar. So you think about that. Yep, when people have diabetes, you think about that their blood sugar is high. Well, if sugar is in the blood at a high level, it must not be somewhere. And where is that? Well, guess what? It's not in the cells. That's absolutely right. So if you go to my website, it's just drhollylucille.com. Under the media tab, there's a video health clips, and there's this one, and I talk about this. I give it to you in an animated version, and we're going to try to get that up on RadioMD.com. But it's all about, think about, I ride motorcycles, right? So think about me going to fill up my motorcycle tank with gas, and the cap is on, okay? And so I put my credit card in, put in my zip code, that's what we have to do here, and I start to fill up my tank, but guess what? The fuel, right? So the fuel, we're going to get this analogy, cannot go into the tank where the system is needing it. So my system is my motorcycle to run because the cap is on. And that's exactly what happens in our bodies, all right? So then guess what? The gas flies everywhere. It's caustic. It's damaging. We've got this great, incredible system called our digestive system. And when we take in food and we break it down into smaller particles and we get this blood sugar, right? Our carbohydrates and other things can be turned into blood sugar. But it's great because our brain requires blood glucose or sugar to work. And also all of our other cells, it's like fuel in the tank, okay? And so when we start, and I'm talking about mainly type 2 diabetes, we start getting resistant to the fuel, insulin resistance. It's like the cap is on, okay? It's like insulin basically is not effective in taking off the cap so the fuel can get in. And not only do you have elevated sugar in the bloodstream, right, because we know about high blood sugar and we certainly know about fasting blood sugar numbers that are elevated way over 100, we do not have the fuel in the tank, so we have low cell sugar. That's the biggest thing. And guess what? Because of that, you've got chronic complications, blindness, amputation. Your circulation is you don't have the fuel anymore. Nerve damage, cardiovascular, heart disease, Alzheimer's disease, depression, kidney disease, erectile dysfunction is a big one. Your immune system starts to become immunocompromised, all right? So that's the biggest thing. These are the consequences, when you think about it, of high blood sugar, you got low cell sugar. And that's something that I really want you to remember when we're thinking about Dr. Teitelbaum says it best, an optional issue, type 2 diabetes, okay? So there's a cartoon, because I'm going to go into 10 top tips for controlling diabetes, or actually reversing it, in my opinion. But there's a cartoon that I have where there's a doctor, and he is asking his overweight patient, okay, so what fits your busy schedule better, exercising 1 hour a day or being dead 24 hours a day? I think it's a great question. Definitely, it gets your attention. Okay, so first of all, one of the tips I want to give, reduce carbohydrates overall, especially refined carbohydrates. Decrease the amount of carbohydrates overall. We do tend to, in this country, overeat carbs, okay? So think about that. Make sure that the carbohydrates that you're eating are more whole foods, meaning if it can't fall off a bush or a tree or a plant of some sort, I want you to think about how far it's come from its original source, okay? And, you know, I drive all the way around my city, and I hardly ever see any Oreo trees, okay? So think about that. So we want to, one, reduce carbohydrates overall, especially refined carbohydrates. Now, absolutely, on the other spectrum, we want to eat more complex carbohydrates. We're talking about whole grains. Whole wheat, oatmeal, quinoa, brown rice, actually those things that you could shake a plant and they would fall off, okay? Legumes, like beans, lentils, and dried beans, they're adding more soluble fiber, which prolongs stomach emptying so that sugar is released and absorbed more slowly. When we think about things that are high in soluble fiber, oat bran, legumes, flax seeds, barley, nuts, psyllium husk, those things, fiber is extremely important and is definitely part of that awesome soluble complex carbs, okay? So we want to increase those. Number three, we got to add healthy fat to each meal. I saw another cartoon, and I thought the cartoon was a little bit, it was an avocado, half of an avocado talking to another half of an avocado, and the one half of the avocado that was kind of in front was a girl. So it's kind of sexist in my opinion, but it was the boy avocado that said, "What do you mean? I told you, I think that you're full of the healthy fats." So I think it would have been great if it was a carrot, actually, as the guy, because he was just as fat as she was. But the point is, she got her feelings hurt about fat, but guess what? It was good fat. What are healthy fats? Think about extra virgin olive oil, macadamia nut oil, pure coconut oil, avocados, organic flax seeds, nuts, and seeds, okay? Finally, we want to also make sure, at the same time, we're avoiding those trans fats. Now, other things that you can do, and this is from the nutrition perspective, is you want to add good quality protein, all right? Eating enough protein with your meals, along with fats and fiber, here's the big kicker when it comes to decreasing absorption of carbohydrates, all right, and lowering then, therefore, your blood sugar. That's what you want to do. A good rule of thumb, eat about 20 grams of protein per meal. 7 grams of protein is equivalent to, let's say, this is 7 grams, okay? 1 ounce of fish, meat, chicken, 1 egg, 1 cup of soy milk, perhaps 1 cup of yogurt, 1/2 cup of beans, and 1/4 cup of seeds or nuts, okay? So that's 7 grams. So think about 20 grams of protein per meal. All righty. Number five, more antioxidants, okay? And let me tell you something, the easy equation for, hey, what's an antioxidant is color. Color, 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 color. That's where you get the polyphenols. That's where you get anthocyanin. Those colors in fruits and vegetables, I say heavier on the vegetables when we're dealing with this blood sugar issue or low cell sugar issue, all right? Bright colors of the rainbow. So I know that brown is a color and white is a color, but that's what we're trying to get away from. I'll never forget, believe it or not, having Thanksgivings in Ohio, and I look across the table, and this is certainly when I started to get more and more into nutrition, and everything was this shade of gray or brown. Even if it started out a color, it ended up being prepared in a weird way where there was a crust and butter and fat and crazy stuff that turned it into something that was not a colorful at the end of the day, okay? We got to eat these antioxidants that enhance immune defense. They lower the risk of cancer and infection, and they're extremely important when we're talking about this low sugar cell condition and high blood sugar. Avoid concentrated sugars. Look for those hidden sugars on the label, barley malt, corn syrup, butter syrup, caramel, brown sugar, cane sugar, glucose, fructose, dextrose, malt syrup, sucrose. That's it, all right? And especially no human-made sweeteners. Absolutely not. Those are the worst. You could think that maybe you're eating a quote-unquote diet food, but your brain knows not any better, and it will still increase that insulin, and it will still cause insulin resistance. All right, I got 60 seconds, and so no cured meats. I want you to eat no cold carbohydrates, okay, because we actually warming those up can lower the glycemic response. I want you to think about number 9, adding spices and herbs. Cinnamon reduces fasting blood sugar. We've got some studies on that. Sage helps reduce blood sugar. Cayenne is a digestive agent, anti-ulcer aid. Okay, apple cider vinegar. And plus, if you increase the amount of spices and herbs, you decrease the need for other things like sugar and salt. Okay, and it's great, and you can grow them all by yourself. And then understand postprandial glucose, that is the gold standard. See how your body is actually manufacturing that sugar that you eat. Thank you so much for listening. That is it. If something's up, something must be down. I want you to understand and stay tuned. We'll be right back.